A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been considering Acts chapter number 2 from verse 1 through to verse number 4, when the day of Pentecost had fully come. They were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Here we see the fulfillment of the promise of Christ Jesus to the disciples in Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Jesus said, "You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost is come upon you." So the Holy Ghost is the conveyor of the power of God, is the manifestation, the fulfillment of the power of God. So we receive the power of God through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so, in this passage of Scripture, our consideration, we could see the invasion of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost invaded the disciples of Jesus Christ, about 120 of them, in the upper room. And what was the outcome of this invasion? We saw, number one, that when the Holy Ghost invades a man's life, this man loses control so that God can take control. You lose control so the Holy Spirit can take control. My prayer is that you will concede the control of your life and destiny to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Secondly, this man receives boldness that is divine in nature. The apostles who were timid, who were not bold, who were not courageous before Pentecost, after the baptism of the Holy Spirit, power came and they became very bold. In Acts chapter 4, verse 13, the Bible says, "When the council saw the boldness of Peter and John, and they perceived that they were uneducated and untrained or unlearned men, they marveled and they took notice or realized that they had been with Jesus." They saw their boldness. Boldness, when the Holy Ghost invades a man's life, that man receives divine boldness. Number three, we saw the invasion of the Holy Ghost also births conviction and brokenness. It causes brokenness in our lives and conviction. And this is important in building any relationship, relationship with God, relationship with your spouse, relationship with your colleagues and with fellow people. Brokenness is very essential. What is the number four thing that we could see in a life that has been invaded by the Holy Spirit? Number four, we see that the flesh is mortified as the inner man is renewed. The flesh of this man is mortified so that the inner man is renewed. The Bible says in Romans chapter number 8 and in verse number 13, the scripture says, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you, by the Spirit, put to death the deeds of the body, you will live." If you mortify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. Put to death. And so a man whose life has been invaded by the Holy Spirit puts to death the deeds of his flesh, the deeds of the body. You know, there's a struggle between the spirit that dwells in man and his body. There is a continual and a consistent fight between the spirit and the flesh. And so a man whose life is invaded by the Holy Spirit submits himself to the leadership of the Holy Ghost, and he puts to death the deeds of the flesh. So the flesh is mortified by this man because his life has been invaded by the Holy Spirit. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and in verse number 16, scripture says, "Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day." There's a renewal of the inner man. The inner man increases in strength. It grows on a daily basis because the flesh is mortified, because the Spirit of God has invaded this man's life. So the inner man grows as the outward body is subdued and subjected to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And so, if your life has been invaded by the Holy Ghost, what we notice is that the flesh is mortified, the deeds of the body is mortified. What again is a proof or sign of the invasion of the Holy Ghost in the life of a man. It is that this man becomes an effective and fruitful witness of Christ Jesus. You become an effective and a fruitful witness, a witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is exactly what the Holy Ghost makes happen in the life of a man that he has invaded. In the Gospel of John, chapter number 15 and verse number 16, the scripture says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it you." And so the Holy Ghost helps us to become an effective witness of Christ Jesus. Don't forget, in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verse 33, the scripture says, "And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them." They gave testimony, they gave witness of Christ's resurrection with great power, and great grace was upon them. And this is what the Holy Spirit does in the life of a man he has invaded. You become an effective and a fruitful witness of Christ. My prayer is that you will be an effective and a fruitful witness of the resurrection of Christ Jesus our Lord. Number 6, a man whose life has been invaded by the Holy Spirit becomes a sign and wonder, and also begins to record signs and wonders. You become a sign and a wonder, and also you begin to record signs and wonders. The apostles of Jesus Christ became signs, they became wonders, and their lives and ministries, they began to record great signs and great wonders. So much so that handkerchief and apron from Paul were healing the sick, that the shadow of Peter was healing the sick. This man became signs and wonders, and they recorded signs and wonders. God wants your life to record signs and wonders for him, and he wants you to become a sign and a wonder to your generation. And that was why the prophet Isaiah said, "I and the children that God has given to me are for signs and for wonders." So God wants you to become a sign and a wonder to your generation. Number 7, the seed of infirmity dies in a man whose life has been invaded by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit cannot cohabit with the spirit of infirmity or with any other spirit. And so every contrary spirit is chased out for the Spirit of God to take his place. The spirit of infirmity cannot cohabit with the Spirit of God. There is no foul spirit or unclean spirit that can ever cohabit with the Spirit of the living God in a man's life. So every contrary spirit is chased out for the Holy Spirit to take his place. So the seed of infirmity dies in that man. And finally, there is spiritual growth, spiritual explosion in the life of a man invaded by the Holy Spirit. An organization, a ministry invaded by the Holy Spirit will experience exponential growth, an explosion of a very great magnitude. And that was exactly what happened with the invasion of the Holy Spirit. Just one day of preaching, 3,000 men gave their lives to Christ. That is what the invasion of the Holy Spirit in the life of a man makes happen. My prayer is that your life, your destiny, your family, your ministry will be invaded by the Holy Spirit, and that this invasion will birth great things for the advancement of God's kingdom in the precious name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and begin to pray and declare, "Father, I mortify my members. I mortify the deeds of the flesh by the help of your Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, I mortify the deeds of the body. I submit totally to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I will walk in the Spirit. I will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. In the name of Jesus, let my inner man increase as my outward man decreases, to the praise of the glory of your name, in the precious name of Jesus." Lift up your voice and pray and say, "Father, make me an effective and a fruitful witness of the resurrection of Christ in the name of Jesus." This is my prayer, O God, that you will make me an effective and fruitful witness of the resurrection of Christ in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and say, "Father, I am a sign and a wonder. Make me a sign and a wonder to my generation, and let my life and destiny record great signs and wonders in the name of Jesus." I pray, oh God, you will make me a sign and a wonder. You have made me. Let me be a sign and a wonder indeed to my generation, and let my life record great signs and great wonders. Let there be signs and wonders in my life, in my ministry, in my family, in my destiny, to the praise of the glory of your name. Thank you, eternal God, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to pray, Father, let the seed of infirmity die in me. I refuse to travel. I refuse to journey with the spirit of infirmity. Let the spirit of infirmity die and let your name be glorified. This is my prayer, O God, that the seed of infirmity will die in me in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and that your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the deed of the flesh will be mortified, the deeds of the body will be mortified, that you will subdue by the help of the Holy Ghost the works of the flesh, and that you will submit to the help of the Holy Spirit, that your inner man will grow as you submit to the leadership and the dictates of the Holy Spirit. Your inner man will increase, your outward man will decrease and perish, to the praise of the name of the Lord. I pray that you will become an effective and fruitful witness of the resurrection of Christ Jesus. Your life, your results, your testimonies will attest to Christ. We preach Christ Jesus in the name of Jesus. You will become a sign and a wonder, and your life will record great signs and wonders. Join us later tonight at 9 p.m. for day 24 of our 30 days of power. It promises to be great. The platform is my YouTube and Facebook channels, and the handle is at Yemi Graceman. Don't forget to join us for a glorious service this Sunday at the Light Cathedral. 7:30 a.m., School of the Spirit commences, and by 8:30, the worship service starts. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.